The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the era of modern devices, constant email notifications, is it hard to switch off, whether it's in the evening at home, at the weekend, or even when you're on holidays? We're joined now by Sinead Brady, career psychologist, who is going to guide us on how to switch off and master that work-life balance. I don't think so. Anyway, good morning, Sinead.
Good morning,
you're very
Pat.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure.
You're just back from holiday.
Yes.
Did you switch off?
You know something, Pat? This time I found it really hard. Despite knowing all the tips, all the techniques and having practiced them. So I did find it hard. But yes, I did eventually switch off. And how I did it was I took 30 minutes. I took a mini holiday on the holiday. We have four kids, both self-employed. And I took 30 minutes in the afternoon to myself just to decompress. And that really helped.
Well, how do you mean? Did you go for the nap?
No.
The siesta?
I didn't do the siesta, but I would take a walk.
Okay.
And just go for a walk where there was no want on me at that time. And I didn't bring my phone.
Mummy.
Yes.
Can I? Please.
Can I? Exactly. Where is? Yes. And the four of them are outside here now as we speak. And I can, you know, you have to cognitively switch off for that as well. So it is, you know, something. And I think the summer is particularly challenging because there's this expectation that we should be able to switch off. And very often we want to switch off, but we don't actually know how. And that's the part. It's a skill. It's a skill.
Now, my technique when I'm on holiday is that I tend to look at my phone for emails early in the morning and deal with them and then not look at it again until the evening time and then see if there's anything I need to deal with. That's the way I do it.
Yeah. And you see, that's a skill that you've built, a habit that you've built over time, and you've bookended your day. So you've got the same routine in the morning and the same routine in the evening. And then you're able to switch off in the in-between part, or at least disconnect in the in-between part, because that is what you do and you've taught yourself that. And this is the bit, I think, that we don't realise. As individuals, we need to learn to switch off from work. We don't actually need to learn to switch onto work, because we've been taught that very eloquently for all of our lives. So it's the switching off piece, and it is actually a skill.
Okay, well, let's talk about, first of all, you're doing a day's work and you want to leave it alone, switch off when you come home. What do you do?
So all things been great, you know, and presuming that you don't have all of the different devices and, you know, because work is really a space now as opposed to a place. The majority of knowledge workers are able to work remotely, are able to work from multiple locations. Work is at home, it's everywhere. So we have to learn these, what we call within the industry, psychological bridges. And they're routines or rituals that we use, a bit like your bookends to your day on holidays, that you put in place at the start of the day and the end of the day. So you begin your day with four steps. It involves movement, something to eat, sunlight and clothes. And it's a little bit like going back to when my granny would talk about your work clothes and your weekend clothes. You actually have something that signals to you that it is the start of your
day. So when you come home, you do the reverse.
Absolutely.
You actually change out of your work clothes into, in my case, it would be my dog walking clothes.
Absolutely. And that then is your cognitive trigger in the opposite direction. I would also always suggest, so when I teach this in organisations or to individuals, I would always, always say, add something in. So, for example, I love the current affairs, listening to something that's informing me first thing in the morning. The evening time, then I can switch to music. So, you know, if you listen to something, have two different things that you do that switch, one that switches you on, one that switches you off, but it's a sensory input as well.
My problem is current affairs is my addiction.
That is your addiction, absolutely.
And given that America is 5 hours behind us on the East Coast, you know, a lot of the breaking news is almost at bedtime for me.
Absolutely. And that's a challenge as well. And possibly something that you've built up habits or routines, but these rituals actually help. Now, it does take time. So I'm not saying that if you do this kind of these cognitive triggers, one to switch on to your day and one to switch off to your day, that it will work tomorrow.
People are worried if they're self-employed, for example, that they might miss a business opportunity. You know, if someone's looking for a service and you're not available, well, someone else will get the job.
Well, there is that. And at the same time, I think there is an expectation that we are available. But I'm not sure that there is an expectation that you were available immediately. I think people are happy enough to have a 24-hour turnaround time on an email, for example, if you don't pick up your phone, you know, within 24 hours to have. So there is this kind of fear of missing out and that everything needs to be instant. But I think there's also an awful lot of tolerance. Like, we are individuals, we're humans, and people are tolerant of that as well.
Now, when you're going on holiday, I mean, the cue for me knowing I'm on holiday is the smell of aviation fuel in the airport.
Yes. Yes.
Which I love.
Yes, okay.
I probably shouldn't, but I do love that smell. But it doesn't mean that I can switch off immediately.
No, and this is the thing. I think an awful lot of times we are so hard on ourselves and the inner critic begins to kick off and you're saying, well, I should be switched off. I should be switched off. But actually, it's a process. Just as you have been on all the time, you have to kind of gradually switch off. So it's about, you know, for example, a week out, if you're organised enough, beginning to think, okay, so how are we going to start the permission to wind down? And permission is saying to you, like to yourself, okay, what have I to do this week? And at the end of the week, literally doing that to-do list and going, I've completed this, I've done this. It may not have been everything on my to-do list, but I've done what was within my control to do. And then as you do that, you begin the process of saying, well, as I'm packing, you're saying, I'm getting ready for the holidays. And then as you, so you're kind of priming yourself all of the time. And these work as psychological bridges, the routines and rituals, the inner self-talk that is really important.
One of the problems I find, though, is that things that I normally would maybe put off doing, it might be paying bills or doing some sort of administration at home,
life admin,
all of that. That life admin, suddenly I'm going tomorrow. I've got to get it all done before I go.
Absolutely. And this is where you have to be so strategic with your annual leave. So again, switching off for holidays is something that happens across the course of maybe months before it. So I would always suggest that one day, take one day of your holidays every quarter and use it for life admin. So it doesn't have to be heading off to do something really expensive. It doesn't have to be. It's actually a day where you get to meet the friends, you do the life admin stuff, you get the bills paid, you set up the standing order. If you're going to switch provider, you do it. You don't wait till you're on holidays to do it. And you just use those 4 days really cleverly and strategically so that when you do get on holidays, you're not thinking about that type of stuff.
Now, an interesting comment here from Gráinne. She says, phones have become adult soothers. Whether we like it or not, we are addicted. Neurological pathways have been formed and we've walked right into it. Work notifications are just more excuses to play with our phones. How many go from work emails to news, Insta, etc., etc.? We've all been suckered by tech. No wonder people are lonely and adult.
And this is also something, and we do know that there has been new, like there's a recent study out with children who've been brought up and phones have been used around them and their neurological pathways have altered. So from babies, it has altered. Mm. So this is fascinating stuff. And I agree with Gráinne. The one thing I would say is if you are switching, it's about teaching yourself that not everything on your phone is work. So if you are trying to switch off and if you're moving from a work email, even just to take that second to say, I'm going from work now to do something that I enjoy. And if you enjoy social, you take that not as work, but as something you enjoy. So you train your brain to understand that actually you are switching tasks.
Now, sometimes someone will send me something on Instagram and I'm not a user of social media, but I use it to receive information. And then after I've watched the 30-second piece, might be about politics or whatever, might be about Gaza, whatever it is, and then I swipe up and suddenly I see a couple doing the samba or some dog devouring a snake or whatever it might be. And I'm thinking, this is an incredible waste of time, but I can see how I could be sucked in.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, doom scrolling and so on. And we need to be very cognizant. And we do spend an awful lot of time on our phones. And it's to be a lot more cognizant of that and breaking the habit because it is a habit.
This is an amusing one. Just back from a 2 week holiday, I spent the first week trying to forget about work and the second week dreading going back to it.
And therein is one of the problems with the holiday, because sometimes, and I think that person needs to stand back and go, okay, so is it the dread of work? Is it dread of the environment that I'm going into? Is it what I actually do? And maybe it's time to look up and look around and say, maybe I'm ready for a transition or a change.
And this final one, I'm not disciplined enough to do this twice a day and I waste hours getting sucked into my phone. I set my WhatsApp for 2 hours and then I increase it when it says I've used up the 2 hours. And here I am texting you now, as I do most days.
So, but you are disciplined enough because you've already told me you have discipline once you set the WhatsApp. amount. While you might go over on it, you still have the discipline to set it. So for me, this is about learning a skill. You have the want, you just need to know how. And we've never been taught it, Pat. And our school system, I'm a great advocate for educators and our school system, but we're taught very quickly when we go to school to learn how to work during the day and come home and work in the evening via homework. So we have been taught from a very young age how to stay switched on, even at home. Now we have to get back into the process of teaching not alone our young people, but also our people that are in the world of work, how to actually switch off. And it is a skill. And that person's disciplined. They just need to know how.
Sinead Brady, career psychologist, thank you very much for joining us. Now you can go back to your four who are waiting outside the studio. All right, coming up next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.